This is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and we're in the studio with Randy Finch. Randy and his partner are partners in Ice Sculptures Limited. They've been involved in art prizes, Ice Gurus, and also part of the show Ice Brigade and the Food Network. So I remember watching the chess set that you set up, and somebody was pushing one of those pieces around, and a second later, it was all in pieces. what are you thinking when that happens after you work so hard on that?
Well, it's not as bad as what you'd think, I think, because being in business for 20 years, it's not the first time.
You can't glue those back together.
Not at that. That one, I don't know that I've ever seen anyone explode as much as that one. That one just totally was annihilated.
I would have loved to have seen that in stop motion or something like that. That would have been really cool.
That was a jigsaw puzzle like no other. And a lot of times we're kind of stuck. Luckily, we were two blocks away from our studio here in our city, which was another ideal reason.
Now, do you have backup pieces and
backup ice?
Okay.
The ice blocks themselves are pretty standardized. We keep a large backup supply of that because a lot of times people will be ordering ice sculptures for the same weekend. So
sure.
We always have raw material on a site. And, it was a lot of carving. That was one of the horses that had crashed. So mm-hmm. I think we actually did six pieces out of those because sometimes when you're doing things like that, you're trying to get that uniformity. And if they don't look identical, especially in a chess set, then you want to touch it up and do another one. So for that particular one, we just happened to have – we had extra ice and everything. And doing it several times before, it was really not a problem to reproduce something in a short period of time. Some of our more elaborate ones would have been a little bit more difficult. But
sure.
There again, we take a lot more precautions with it. I think that was one of those deals where, 18 hours of filming a day for, 20 days, and all of a sudden we're into January. We're outside in the elements. There's – a number of different chess pieces out there. There's just so much going on that I think it was just, we were tired, and we were making mistakes that shouldn't have happened. A lot of people look back and they say, well, did you guys have to create a lot of drama for that show? And I said, you wouldn't believe what they cut out of the show.
Oh.
I mean, it wasn't so much creating it. It was about figuring out which ones to use because, you're working under the stress of producing a television show mm-hmm. as well as a business that you have clients to take care of. We're not getting rich, not going to retire off that one show. So we have to take care of our clients because they're the ones that are going to support us for the next 20 years,
sure.
Not the show. So that's our main priority, is taking care of our clients, but also doing the show.
Well, I guess that brings me to a great question. People see out there an art prize or, with the show, but, you got a lot of other things going. So who are your clients?
We actually pretty diverse. When we first started out, it was a lot of brides, weddings, that sort of thing, which we still do a number mm-hmm. of. But now we're doing a lot more with corporate advertising, marketing.
Okay.
We saw a big spike at the Super Bowl with the attention that the ice draws. We were dead center in the middle of Super Bowl Village for 10 days doing live performances mm-hmm. and large displays.
Yeah, I remember seeing video clips of you down there.
Oh, it's just amazing. 200,000 people on Friday night alone.
Wow.
So to our left was the Pepsi booth. To our right was the Verizon booth, which both were paying to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And they had large tents with their names all over it.
Sure.
Our booth, which we were hired and contracted as entertainment there,
mm-hmm.
our booth had 20, 30 people deep taking photographs of us and our ice sculptures all day long.
That's awesome.
Whether we were sculpting or not. So it was one of those things where if you look at the fact that there weren't all these people taking pictures of the Verizon booth
mm-hmm.
or the Pepsi booth, they were taking pictures of the ice sculptures.
Right.
So a corporation sees that and says, we put our logo in the middle of that. Boom, we just blew up all over Facebook, everybody's videos and pictures. So the advertising ability for them to take not only a placement at an event like that, but to expand it into, infinity through the internet is a great advantage to them. So we're doing a lot more with the advertising and the marketing, but we mm-hmm. also do miniature gift ice hearts for Valentine's Day. A small heart that had a red rose frozen inside says Happy Valentine's Day, comes in a small cooler, and they're delivered all over the city.
Very cool. Now, you were also out at Mount Rushmore, too?
Yes, actually.
What'd you guys do there?
We, Rapid City, South Dakota, which I probably never would have picked it as a place to go for a vacation, but
mm-hmm.
I tell you what, it's an amazing city. Not unlike ours for the arts and their love of the arts. I mean, there's Mount Rushmore and Sitting Bull and all kinds of different really natural areas, the Black Hills. But downtown, they have a center, kind of like ours, with a skating rink and everything, like Rosa Parks. But they have all these granite pieces that they installed there that were our raw granite, and over the next 20 years they're going to be sculpted.
So
they'll have a sculptor do one, and then a sculptor do the next one, and it's going to progress throughout the years. So this is part of their Center City initiative to really draw people downtown, and they wanted to create something there, as well as we work for with Meals on Wheels to raise money for elderly that don't have money for food, that they delivered food to them. So we were working with them as a kind of a fundraiser, but also to draw people down there for the city.
Okay.
And it went over really well. So they've already invited us back. We're going to be going back next January to do the same program as well. So.